Well, I want to talk about bullying again, but this time I want to look at it from a little bit of a different perspective. Have you ever stopped and thought about what the cost in dollar terms of bullying is? The Australian economy is footing a bill of up to $36 billion a year because of our bullying program. That's between $17,000 and $24,000 per case. That's if they turn into a legal situation. That's just frightening, isn't it? To talk to us more about this, we're joined by professional leadership speaker Ricky Novak. Ricky, $36 billion, that is an extraordinary expenditure for something that just shouldn't happen.
Seriously, extraordinary. And compared to $6 billion and $13 billion that was spent about 10 years ago, we are not really resolving the issue.
So when we talk about the cost, though, I mean, we're talking about costs if they go legal. So that would more be from a workplace perspective, or is it because a lot of bullying we talk about these days is online and with kids. Are those situations getting to a point where they're actually costing in a legal sense as well?
Absolutely, because the reputation of the school is at stake. When the reputation of the school is at stake, just like a workplace, people don't want to send their children there. They feel they would be at risk. So not only do numbers of enrolments disappear, but also the opportunities for the school to get funding has been minimised. In the workplace, the cost is quite different in regards to how that money is actually calculated. And it's made up in many different ways, many components. So, you know, there's mental and physical safety cost, which is probably the hugest one.
Are we missing the point here? And I mean, I've never heard that figure of $36 billion thrown around before, and it nearly made me fall off my chair when I read it. And I think, are businesses and schools and government, are we looking at it from that perspective and saying, well, look, with a little bit of funding or a little bit of targeted solution-based thinking, we could be saving all of this money?
Well, it's not a little bit that's needed. It's a lot. It's an absolute unequivocal focus on eradicating the problem. So we no longer even talk about it. The thing with bullying is, and the attention that's been given, it tends to be a bit spasmodic. People do it in an induction program, for example, in a workplace, and it's perceived that they have a no bullying policy. But it still spills across the organisation. So when people take their eye off the ball, things start to erode. Good behaviours and intolerable ones start to take place.
But I suppose from a business perspective, as businesses will look at that, and everything comes down to dollars and cents in the bottom line, and they're saying, if we've got to spend $36 billion to save $36 billion, well, we're in a net zero position. We might as well stay where we are. What kind of targeted action do we really need?
Well, we need a better education system, number one. The reasons why those dollars are as extraordinary as they are is that we're not teaching people the ability to communicate and produce good quality and consistent work in the face of being bullied. So, for example, if someone is being bullied, they fall over in their job. They can't commit to producing the work that the team is depending upon them for. They fall out in fear and stress. Productivity is held up, and the ongoing sale to customer for products is often delayed. So that alone has a massive commercial cost on any product or service that's actually going out.
Is this
so?
While
we're not spending money, we're certainly not saving it either.
Is this, in your view, a symptom of the modern world, or is it just something we've been ignoring for a long, long time, and we've just noticed recently?
I don't think we've ignored it, and I don't think we've just noticed it. I think it's an endemic problem that may start in the schools, or may start in some homes, and by the time it gets to the workplace, it's absolutely toxic. Because some people who may not have themselves experienced bullying are immobilised to actually do anything about it, and the cost of the bystander on the bystander also who's watching things going on is limiting their capacity also to do high quality work. They may also be fearing that they're next in the firing line.
Yeah, it's certainly a frightening problem. And as I said, it's something we talk about on the program quite a bit. Ricky, really good to speak to you this evening.
Thank you very much.
That's Ricky Novak. She's a professional leadership speaker. Look, we talk about this all the time, but what do we need to do in your view? 1327 10 is the number. Give me a call.